An apology is demanded from the Pope. Christians fear reprisal. As Sudan's deadline nears, the threat of instability opens radio ministry doors, and a Mission Aviation Outreach is dedicating a new headquarters. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, there are growing fears that a controversial papal address will spur more persecution of Christians in Muslim-dominated areas. Along with that fear is the demand for a clear apology for remarks seen as portraying Islam as a violent faith. Open Doors' Al Jansen says political and religious leaders have been largely unsuccessful in defusing the crisis.
It seems like the Muslim world doesn't accept the Pope's apology and accept the context in which he made those remarks and are using this as a means to foment and continue conflict with Christians.
Jansen says he's planning a trip soon to encourage church leaders in some areas where Islamic attacks are more likely.
There are Christians in a great deal of fear that their work could be attacked. So that's one of the things I want to check out. I want to see how this is affecting mission work and see how the church is responding where they are a severe minority.
Next, as the African Union mandate draws to a close in Sudan, there's concern over stability, even more as southern refugees return home. Ugandan rebels are already at the border, and that's a concern. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung.
The condition inside of southern Sudan is still somewhat uncertain, particularly with the lack of infrastructure. Life has a little bit more certainty to it yet in the refugee camps for some in terms of a steady supply of food and of relative security and stability.
Words of Hope opened a new studio on the border of Kenya and Sudan. From there, they broadcast the gospel nightly in Dinka and Nuer. The safer locale places their team on the cusp of growth into Arab-speaking nations. Their vision...
We hope to be able to continue broadcasting to them and also to offer training of various types currently offered at Locachoke, but we hope to open facilities inside southern Sudan over the course of the years to come.
You're listening to Mission Network News. HIV/AIDS in Russia is getting worse. That's the word from Russian Ministry's Anita Danica. Danica says official statistics indicate 330,000 people infected with HIV, but unofficial counts have it at 1 million. While Russian Ministry's focuses on training the next generation of church leaders, Danica says they can't neglect this issue.
So many of the next generation in Russia are dying. HIV is spreading more rapidly in Russia and Ukraine. It's going to be very similar to Africa in 5 to 10 years if there isn't some intervention.
The November 15th conference will gather like-minded groups because Danica says the answer to this crisis is...
new life in Jesus. At the same time, we need to reach out to people with the message of wholesome living and healthy living and prevention, and that becomes possible because of new life in Jesus.
Next, the love of Christ compels us to reach out and care for people who are suffering. That's the message from Rick Warren of Purpose Driven Ministries. He says 40 million people worldwide have HIV/AIDS. Warren's convinced the pandemic is the church's greatest opportunity to visibly demonstrate God's love. He says the local church may be the only organization to completely eradicate the disease. Purpose Driven is holding the 2006 Global Summit on AIDS November 30th. To help. And this weekend, Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating a strategic ministry move. They're inviting all MAF friends to join them for a huge dedication celebration for their new headquarters in Nampa, Idaho. MAF made the move from Redlands, California this summer to help cut overhead expenses and enable new ministry programs overseas. This year, MAF is also celebrating 60 years of transforming lives and overcoming barriers to the gospel through aviation and technology. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.